Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Parsons, can't say enough about him and his talents. You saw just the other day what he's capable of doing, and I think that's really indicative of the impact that a guy like him has. You better stay out of one-dimensional circumstances. You better stay on schedule. And in doing so, man, you really limit situations where he has an opportunity to take over. It can be, but it's certainly they're two different people in terms of what makes them great and how they get to the quarterback, but how they're deployed, the distribution of rushers, number of rushers, both groups play behind their four-man rush, both guys are edge players, both guys are capable of moving around to either side. And so the same could be said about any of the elite rushers, Max Crosby, Vegas, for example, they play behind their four-man rush. He moves around some. I just think that's what you do when you have elite players like those guys.
Mike Tomlin first singing the praises of Micah Parsons. And then he was asked, does what you guys did against Myles Garrett give you some faith that you can do it against Micah Parsons? And that was his answer to that question. I feel better about it. If Myles Garrett came up into Pittsburgh and had 3.5 sacks and wrecked the game, then my assumption would be Micah Parsons is going to do the same thing. Now he's utilized differently. He's a different kind of player. He's not as good against the run as Myles Garrett is. They'll line him up in different spots, whereas we didn't see a ton of that at all from Garrett against the Steelers, even though he's done that in the past. Do you feel a little bit better about Micah Parsons coming in here, given what Broderick Jones and company were able to do against Garrett?
Yeah, I think for the run element of it, too. I mean, with Spencer Anderson, but I feel like that they'll probably move him around, as you'd said. If they feel the Steelers are going to be very run heavy, they'll probably move him inside. They'll probably, you know, walk around, they'll stand up, do, you know, different things. But I do feel a little bit better. And, you know, the way Aaron Rodgers gets the ball out, and he's obviously watched a lot of the film and what he did last week, what Micah Parsons did last week, we wrecked that game. I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's still going to probably get his at some point, but I feel better about the Steelers blocking it up.
He hadn't quite figured it out, Parsons, and now he has.
Yeah.
He's comfortable. He's up to speed. There was one particular pressure against the Cardinals where he's lined up on the outside shoulder of the tackle and wound up kicking the center's ass.
And yes.
He's a unicorn, man, and he doesn't stop. Like, he's a really fun player to watch because he's like a Tasmanian devil out there. He'll throw a spin move. He's got every club in the bag. I think he's a different challenge than Garrett, but the fact that they had a great game plan to minimize Garrett's impact on the game, that only makes me feel more confident. They got to skip Trey Hendrickson last week, and the Bengals pass rush. My God. Here's the problem with Green Bay. Both Parsons and Rashawn Gary are tied with 5.5 sacks.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. And I know Cleveland's four-man pass rush is tough. I don't think they've got a player outside of Garrett, who's as good as Gary, who was a first-round pick, and that dude's a stud.
Yep.
So you better be on your P's and Q's. And I don't know what you do, and we'll get into it later in the week, even though you won't be here because you're having a baby. I don't know if you want to be a run-first outfit because they're so good at stopping the run. You probably have to be just to keep them honest.
Yeah.
and to be at a bad, like Mike Tomlin just said, down and distance situations. But they only give up 75 yards a game on the ground. They got some studs. And I think their corners are probably the worst part of their secondary. There's the rub, right? Like, do we want to open ourselves up to Parsons wrecking this thing by dropping back and throwing a bunch? Or do we want to try to run into a brick wall? I think it's a great chess match.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.